Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Without any further ado, our guest is on the line right now, Paul Calcaterra, ESPN football analyst. Hey, Calc, here with Taz and Andrew. What's going on, brother?
How we doing, boys? Happy holidays.
Yes, yes. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Taz, how much buffalo mutt are you eating this holiday season? Don't lie to me.
Bro, it's going to be bad. It's just starting up. The super sod, the pepperoni, the buffalo mozzarella, everything, it's going to be bad. And I know you are another man who just likes to eat a lot. You just don't put weight on. I don't know how, but you don't. So
I kill myself in the gym, but I only do it. You know, I'm not trying to, like, get a 12-pack at the age of 43. I'm doing it so I can eat like I'm going to the electric chair.
Well, the thing is, it's tough for you. Is you do a lot of traveling. All you work with ESPN and stuff you're doing, not just with lacrosse, obviously with football, and you're traveling all over the place. That's why before we get into talking some football with you, we did a BCS earlier, bench cut start. We do a segment on the show. So, and you've traveled all over, so you've been to all different towns and cities all over our great country. So, as you know, Major League Baseball's got their winter meetings right now in Las Vegas, so it's just funny. They always pick like these posh spots, you know? So next year it's going to be in San Diego. So between San Diego, Vegas, Orlando, what's your bench cut start, your BCS?
San Diego, Orlando, and what was the third?
Vegas.
Vegas. Well, you got to start Vegas, right? I mean, come on. Vegas is where it happens. That would be my start. My bench would be San Diego.
All right.
And my cut would be Orlando. I mean, Orlando, it's a good spot, but let's be real, man. Compared to San Diego and Vegas, you know, I'm done with Mickey Mouse for now. My kids are all in. No,
but
I'll take those other two.
But see, that's what the typical narrative on our show was the same as yours. Orlando, not me. I actually started Orlando because I've been there a lot, and there's actually a lot of good Japanese restaurants and sushi spots I'll tell you about offline one day. But San Diego's awesome, as is Vegas. But I don't look.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, look, let's be real. Orlando's one of the better cities in America. You gave me three gems.
Of course.
You didn't throw in, like, you know, I'm not going to come at anyone.
No,
today,
don't. So please don't. We have affiliates all over the country.
Anyone.
Don't do that, please.
But you get what I'm saying.
I do.
You gave me three gems here.
Wait, that's what we do. We do gems here, Calc. All right, so look, I'll talk a little football, right? So Heisman, right? As we know, Kyler Murray got it. OU, Oklahoma Sooners. Awesome, dynamic quarterback, amazing athlete. Signed $4 million in change with the Oakland A's. So we'll see what he does. I assume you think, or maybe you don't think, this is the right Heisman winner, or should it have been, you know, Tua?
I think it actually should have been Tua. You know, the Heisman voting, it's so in the moment, and I think we disregarded what Tua did for the first 13 weeks of the season. You know, he picked the wrong week. If that week was in the middle of the season, I think unequivocally Tua would have been the Heisman Trophy winner. If
right.
you look at what he did over the course of the year, the guy played in like one regular season game in the fourth quarter. Kyler Murray played in the Big 12, and Kyler Murray's an incredible talent and in a much-deserving Heisman Trophy pretty much any year, you could argue. But the Big 12 defense, and I've seen it firsthand, it disappears at times. And Oklahoma's defense, for one, forces that Oklahoma offense to score so many points. And I'm not taking anything away from Kyler Murray. I think he's a fantastic player. He's one of the few players ever in college football history to average 300 yards passing, 60 yards on the ground. He's a dynamic athlete. He's so fast. He's like a slot receiver when he gets into the open field.
Yeah, he is.
But I think that SEC defense, and we've disregarded how good Alabama was this year, and they were different this year, guys, because with Tua there, Nick Saban completely opened up the offense. I mean, there were three sophomore wide receivers that were as good as any in the country, led by Jerry Jeudy, who won the Biletnikoff Trophy, which is the best wide receiver
right.
in college football. They have a freshman, the kid Jaylen Waddle out of Texas, who's like a shorter guy in the open field in the slot, returns kicks. He had almost 900 yards receiving. Alabama's wide receivers collectively put up video game numbers, and the difference with this year and their wide receivers in years past was Tua. I mean, if you watch Tua and you break him down, he's not just an excellent athlete who throws the ball really well. He is a tactician at the quarterback position. If you watch how many times he gets into his second and third reads, it's remarkable. I think that that guy put together 13 straight weeks of unbelievable football, and he played hurt in that SEC championship game. And I think the narrative of them winning and Jalen Hurts coming in, I think it was the perfect storm for him to lose the Heisman Trophy. But if you had to ask me, I think he deserved it.
Yeah, and I agree. And when Moose and I last week we were discussing this, he had that similar feel that you did. The Heisman Award is supposed to be about in-season, not postseason. I kind of felt like, and I was thinking all year that Tua was going to get the Heisman also. But in that SEC championship, to me, it jumped out that Tua was struggling. Then he got hurt. He came in with hurt knee. Then he hurt his ankle. He was 10 for 25, 164 yards in that game with two INTs and one touchdown. It didn't help, Calk, that the Georgia quarterback, the true sophomore, Jake Fromm, he played great. He was lights out. I understand Alabama won the game. And while all this happened, Kyler Murray tore up Texas, right? So the timing of it, to your point, wasn't good. But for Tua.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And the Fromm kid will be a first-round draft pick next year.
No doubt.
He's prototypical. Yeah, everyone loves him. They look at him next year. And that's the thing with quarterbacks this year. It's like you might want to go out now if your stock's pretty high, because next year you're dealing with Tua, who will be a junior and be eligible. Jake
right.
Fromm,
yep.
who really translates to the NFL. I mean, he's what NFL GMs are looking for in a quarterback. So, yeah, I agree, but at the end of the day, if you've watched Alabama football over the last 11 years, Nick Saban, this year was different because they had a quarterback, and they've had some great quarterbacks in the past. Don't get me wrong, guys who've led their teams to national championships, but this guy was different, and he made the offense.
Oh, you're right. All right,
Paul. Do you think there's any kind of adjustments needed to the Heisman voting again? It's tough because they didn't necessarily get it wrong because Murray certainly deserved it. In most other years, but we all think that Tua should have won it. Is there anything that you think they could do differently, maybe to get to the right answer more often than not?
I don't think so. I think the Heisman is so unique, and I love the award, and I think it's a trophy that kind of just has withstood the test of time. So what I would like the voters to understand is, like, I feel like it's so in the moment, right? So, like, these guys held their votes, to the end of the season. And if people asked who won the Heisman 3 weeks ago, I think all those guys who voted for Murray, or a good portion of those guys who voted for Murray, would have picked Tua 3 weeks ago.
No doubt.
So I think these voters, hold to the last game. And if that's your last impression of Tua, the SEC championship game, you're not going to vote for him. So I think that the voters need to take a deep breath and look at the entire body of work, right? And the SEC championship, you can consider it postseason, but it's still in the regular season, and it's still before the bowl games, and it's still before the college football playoffs. So I'm okay with conference championships being a part of them, being one of those games too. But at the end of the day, too, Alabama's the number one team in the country. They didn't lose that game, although they were losing when Tua left the game and Hurts played unbelievable.
Yeah.
But I just think the voting is too in the moment, and that last impression – hold serve way too much.
Well, and even I can understand it was certain, like, if you, and it was a very close race. Maybe you needed one more weekend to, like, break a tie in your mind between Tua and Murray. But the game that Tua had was basically predicated on him being hurt, which is not his fault. So holding that against him somehow doesn't make sense to me either.
No, and he was. He was banged up in that first quarter when he went into the tent. I heard one of his interviews. He just didn't want to let his team down. He played totally hurt. You watch his footwork. Turn on the tape, watch his footwork 3 weeks before that, and then watch his footwork in the SEC championship. He's obviously hobbled. He obviously can't make those moves, and his mobility was completely limited. But, the Heisman's a unique trophy, and, the voters – that have these votes, you can't tell them what they should be looking for or what game they should hold more. There's no real criteria. They want to pick the most outstanding football player in college football. And if they're going to wait to the last week of the season and make that the deciding factor, so be it, I guess.
And you would have had to think if Bosa, hypothetically, from Ohio State, if he was healthy all year, which he wasn't, and it's a big if, right, Calk? I mean, if he was healthy, he might have been in that Heisman race because that guy is a game changer.
Dwayne Haskins is awesome. I think he projects really well to the NFL, and his stock has gone up big time. He's a redshirt sophomore, so I'd be surprised with Urban Meyer leaving, although his offensive coordinator, Ryan Day, is going to slide into the head coaching spot.
Right.
I think Dwayne Haskins is going to bounce, and he'll be a first-round draft pick. I mean, he's a big kid.
Yeah, he's big.
Great release, strong arm. He's mobile. He's not a run-first quarterback. He's a pocket guy. And that's something that Urban really hadn't had too much in the past. If you look at guys like JT Barrett and the Tim Tebows, they were those read option kind of guys that would get you into the zone read run game and then make some passing off of that. But if you look at Dwayne Haskins, he's more of like that prototypical NFL type quarterback that translates more than some of the past quarterbacks that Urban Meyer's had. And I think, you know, Dwayne Haskins will be a first-round draft pick. Who knows, maybe even playing in New York for the Giants.
Wow, that'd be something. Hey, so back to Alabama real quick, Calk. So, and we're talking to Paul Calcaterra, ESPN football analyst. Nick Saban, right? So what do you think? Pretty good chance, right, that he uses Tua not winning that Heisman as motivation as the Crimson Tide play the Sooners.
Well, I mean, it's pretty easy, right? Because look at the team you're playing. It's the guy that won the trophy. I think Nick Saban, you know, he's the master at continuing to keep his team on their toes. I mean, do you know how hard it is to keep 18 to 22-year-olds focused?
I have one. I have one.
I still am one, and I stopped paying attention to the show earlier when I got yelled at.
And Calk knows mine.
Taz, but let's not throw the Gooch under the bus, man. He's the type of kid that could play for Saban. He's nailed when it comes to his mental approach.
Thank you.
But I think Saban, when you look at Saban, what he's been able to do, the hardest thing to do for 18 to 22-year-olds in college sports is to keep them focused after they've succeeded so much, right? So you have these kids that have won national championships, and they've been in the playoff every single year. To keep them focused week in and week out, whether they're playing Kentucky or Mississippi State or the Citadel, they are bringing their A game. That's what's impressed me the most about Nick Saban, that he's able to understand a process for his team and treats each team differently, and he keeps them on edge. So whatever he's going to do in that matchup, is he the type of guy that's probably going to put like newspaper articles all over the place with Kyler Murray? No, I think that he's beyond that. He's able to tap into the psyche of each of his players and the team as a whole, and he gets them ready to play at an elite level. I mean, this isn't the NFL where, you know, these guys are playing for millions and millions of dollars of contracts, and they're in contract years. This is college football, and although the carrot is very big that you're dangling in front of them, that they want to get to the NFL and play their best ball, to collectively get them on the same page after the success that he's had, that's why I think his 5 national championships at Alabama and his 6 total, because he had that one at LSU, but the 5 in the last 11 years, to me, is more impressive than any run in college sports history because of the parity that we've had, because of the way that the game's blown up, and because of all the departures for the NFL. These aren't guys who stick around for 4 years and you build like this culture amongst the exact same team. Each year he's bringing in different guys. He lost 11 guys to the NFL who got drafted last year. He brings in, you know, top-notch recruits, and he gets them to play at an elite level and mesh together. So I think what he's done in this moment in time, in 2018, and over the last 11 years, is beyond remarkable. And I think it's unequivocally the best run in college football history, and it's one of the best runs in college sports history. End of discussion.
Yeah, it's tough to argue with that, Calk. We appreciate it, bro. Let me ask you, I'm sure you're working one of the bowl games, I would assume, no?
Yeah, I'm doing a few. I'll be in New York for the Pinstripe Bowl. That's Wisconsin and Miami. So
nice.
We'll see if the boys from South Florida don't freeze to death, right?
Yeah.
That's a big change in weather.
The climate.
Wisconsin boys should be ready. And then I'm doing the Liberty Bowl which is December 31st. That should be a fun one with Oklahoma State and Missouri. Drew Locke's another guy, a quarterback that's kind of having some rumblings of being a top draft pick. And the actual first bowl I'm doing is next week. It's the Gasparilla Bad Boy Mowers Bowl. So bring out your lawnmower.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Yep. South Florida and Marshall. Taz, you probably don't even cut your own grass. No one in Long Island cuts their own grass.
I haven't cut my grass in ages. You know that. Come on, call
Thank
me.
You.
It's also called a meadow at Taz's house.
I don't either.
I know you don't. I know what kind of car you're rolling, hot shot. All right, anyway, Cock, listen, we appreciate it, brother.
Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.